USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Civilian evacuations are moving forward in eastern Ukraine a day after a suspected missile strike from Russia killed at least 52 people and hurt more than 100 at a train station. Nate Mook with World Central Kitchen was in the area shortly after the attack.
The damage was spread out from the platform all the way to the outside of the station. There were cars that had been on fire that had been put out by the fire department. There were individuals that had burned alive in these cars.
Mook describing the scene to ABC News. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. Number 10 Downing Street said the visit was a show of solidarity with the Ukrainian people. The unannounced visit came a day after Johnson pledged another $130 million in high-grade military equipment to the besieged country. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins was killed in a crash Saturday morning. He was struck by a vehicle in Florida where he was training with teammates. The Ohio State standout signed with the Steelers last season after two seasons with the Washington Commanders. Actor Will Smith has been banned for 10 years from the Oscars and other activities of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The punishment comes after he slapped comedian Chris Rock following a joke at the expense of wife and fellow actor Jada Pinkett Smith. The Academy said in a statement that the Oscars were meant to be a celebration, but was overshadowed by Smith's unacceptable and harmful behavior. Smith says he accepts and respects the Academy's decision. Wall Street had its first losing week in about a month. For the week, the Dow fell 97 points, the Nasdaq down 551 points, a 4% loss, the S&P 500 was off 58. Year to date, all of the major indexes remain down. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Federal authorities are ready to put their foot down when it comes to unruly passengers in the friendly skies. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
The Federal Aviation Administration said on Friday it wants to impose its largest ever fines on two airline passengers involved in violent incidents last summer. The FAA has proposed a civil penalty of just under $82,000 against a passenger who struck a flight attendant on the head, tried to open a cabin door and headbutted and spit and tried to kick crew members and passengers even after she was placed in flexible handcuffs. The FAA also seeking a fine of just over $77,000 against a woman who tried to open a cabin door during a flight and bite another passenger repeatedly before she was restrained by the crew. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Three people were killed following a robbery at a gun range in Grantville, Georgia, southeast of Atlanta. The owner of Lock, Stock, and Barrel Shooting, along with his wife and grandson, were the victims. 40 weapons and a video camera were taken. State authorities are investigating, with the ATF called in due to the number of weapons stolen. Two men were acquitted of all charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, but the jury was deadlocked against the two alleged leaders. 24-year-old Daniel Harris and 33-year-old Brandon Caserta were found not guilty. 38-year-old Adam Fox and 46-year-old Barry Croft Jr. remain in custody. I'm Kenneth Burns.